Then Jesus journeyed about to all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues and continuing to proclaim the glad news of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and infirmity among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion toward them, for they were harried and desolated like sheep that had no shepherd. Then said he to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful indeed, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that he thrust out laborers into his harvest." So he summoned his 12 disciples to him, and gave them power and authority over all the unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal all kinds of sickness and infirmity. These 12 began Jesus to send out two by two, to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal those who were sick. And he commanded them, saying, "Go not out into Gentile neighborhoods, and go not into any city of Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, make a proclamation, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Without paying, you received; without pay, give. Take nothing for the journey but only a staff. Provide neither gold nor silver nor copper in your money belt, and no bread, nor a provision bag, neither have two tunics nor pairs of sandals, nor staves, but be shod with sandals. For the workman deserves his subsistence." And he said to them, "Into whatever city or village you enter, inquire in it who is worthy, and into whatever home you enter, there remain till you depart from that place. And when you enter the home, say a greeting, and if the home indeed be worthy, let your blessing come upon it, but if it be not worthy, let your blessing return to you. And as many as will not welcome you or hear your message, when you depart from that home or that city, shake off even the dust from under your feet as a witness against them. Verily, I say to you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Lo, it is I who send you forth, as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be wise therefore as the serpents, and guileless as the doves. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a bondman above his lord. It is enough for the disciple that he become like his teacher, and the bondman like his lord. If they called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they those of his household? For this reason you should fear them not, for there is nothing covered up that shall not be disclosed, nor hidden that shall not be known. What I am telling you in the darkness, speak out in the light, and what you are hearing whispered, proclaim upon the housetops. And fear not those who kill the body but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for one copper piece? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground without your Father. And as for you, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are worth more than many sparrows. Whoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I also confess before my Father in heaven, but anyone who shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father in heaven. He who loves father or mother above me, he is not worthy of me, and he who loves a son or daughter above me, he is not worthy of me. And he who takes not his cross and follows me, he is not worthy of me. He who has found his life will lose it, and he who has lost his life for my sake shall find it. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. He who receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and he who receives a just man because he is a just man will receive a just man's reward. And he who gives but a cup of cold water to drink, to one of these lowly ones because he is a disciple, verily, I say to you, shall not at all lose his reward." And it came to pass that, when Jesus had finished commissioning his 12 disciples, he departed from there to teach and preach in their cities. And they went forth and made their way among the villages, announcing the glad news and healing everywhere. And they proclaimed that men must repent, and they cast out many demons, and anointed with oil many persons who were sick, and healed them. Now at that time King Herod the Tetrarch heard of all the things being done by Jesus, for his name was becoming famous. And Herod was perplexed, and said, "John the first beheaded, so who is this, of whom I am hearing such things? For by some it was being said that John, the baptizer, had been raised from the dead, others were saying that Elijah had appeared, others also that a prophet like one of the old prophets had arisen. But Herod on hearing it said to the servants, 'This is John the Baptist, whom I beheaded. He has risen from the dead, and this is why these mighty powers are working in him.' So he began to seek to see him. For Herod had himself sent forth and arrested John, and had bound him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife, because he had married her. For John kept saying to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." So Herodias held a grievance against him and wanted to kill him, but she could not. For Herod held John in awe, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man, so he was keeping him safe, and, when he heard him, did many things told him and kept listening gladly. Even when minded to put him to death, he feared the people, for they held him to be a prophet. But when an opportune day arrived, and Herod on his birthday held a banquet for his courtiers and high captains and the chief men of Galilee, Herodias' own daughter came in and danced in their midst. And she gave pleasure to Herod and those at table with him, for which cause the king said to the maiden, "Ask of me anything you wish, and I will give it you." And he swore to her with an oath, "No matter what you may ask of me, I will give it you, up to half of my kingdom." Then went she out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask for?" And she said, "The head of John the Baptist." So she came in at once with haste to the king, and said, "I desire that you give me here at once on a platter the head of John the Baptist." And the king was very unhappy, but because of his oaths and those at table with him, he would not refuse her, and immediately the king sent a guardsman and ordered that his head should be brought and presented. So he went and beheaded John in the prison, and his head was brought on a platter and presented to the maiden, and she brought it to her mother. And when his disciples heard of it, they came and took up his body, and buried it in a tomb. Then they went and told Jesus, and when Jesus heard of it, he withdrew from where he was. Now the apostles on returning gathered together with Jesus, and reported to him all the things they had done and taught. Then said he to them, "Come away by yourselves to a wilderness place and rest for a little while." For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure time even to eat. And he took them and withdrew privately in the boat to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, or Sea of Tiberias, to a wilderness spot belonging to a city called Bethsaida. But the crowds learned of it and saw them leaving, and many recognized him, and together on foot they hurried in that direction from all the towns. They followed him because of seeing the miraculous signs which he wrought on those who were sick. They even arrived there before them, and came together toward him, so when Jesus came ashore, he beheld a great throng. But he was moved with compassion toward them, as they were like sheep that had no shepherd. And he welcomed them, and began to teach them many things, and he talked to them about the kingdom of God, and healed those who had need of healing. Now when the day was far spent, Jesus went up on the mountain and sat down there with his disciples. And the Passover, the Jewish feast, was at hand. So when Jesus raised his eyes and saw a great multitude approaching him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy loaves of bread, so that these people may eat?" But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of loaves would not be enough for them each to receive just a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "Here is a young lad who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are these among so many?" Then came the 12 and they said to him, "The place here is a wilderness, and the hour already late. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and countryside round about, and lodge, and buy themselves food. For they have nothing to eat." But he answered and said to them, "They need not go away, you give them something to eat." And they said to him, "Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of loaves, and give them to them to eat?" But he said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And on finding out they said to him, "We have here just 5 loaves and 2 fish, unless indeed we go and buy food for all this throng." But he said, "Bring them here to me." Then said Jesus to his disciples, "Have the men recline for eating in companies of 50. Now there was abundant grass in the place, and they did so, having them all recline on the green grass, and they reclined in rows, by hundreds and by 50s. Then took he the 5 loaves and 2 fish, and looking up toward heaven he blessed them, and having given thanks, he broke the loaves and distributed to the disciples to set before the throng. And likewise of the 2 small fish divided he among them all, as much as they wished, and all of them ate and were satisfied. And when all were filled, he said to his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves and the fish, which were left by those who had eaten. And those who had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Then those men, having seen the miraculous sign which Jesus wrought, kept saying, "This surely is the prophet who is coming into the world." Jesus therefore, perceiving that they were ready to come and seize him to make him king, immediately constrained his disciples to board the boat to precede him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he should send the multitude away. And when he had taken leave of the crowds, he withdrew again up the mountain, by himself alone, to pray. Then with evening come, his disciples went down to the sea and boarded the boat, and started to go across toward Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not come to them, and the sea was getting rough from a strong wind that blew. And he, there alone on the land, saw them hard-pressed in their rowing. The boat was now out in the middle of the sea, being pounded by the waves, for the wind was contrary to them. So in the fourth quarter of the night, when they had rowed between 3 and 4 miles, Jesus went toward them, walking on the sea. And he was making to come alongside of them, but when the disciples saw him walking on the sea and drawing close to the boat, they were alarmed, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear, for all saw him and were terrified. Then immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Have courage. It is, I am, do not fear." Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, bid me come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." So Peter climbed down from the boat and walked on the water toward Jesus. But seeing the wind turbulent, he was frightened, and commencing to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Then Jesus quickly stretched out his hand and caught him, and said to him, "You little faith, what made you doubt?" And when they came up into the boat, the wind ceased, therefore those in the boat were ready to welcome him. And inwardly they were filled with amazement and awe, for they understood not about the loaves, since their heart were unreceptive, but they came and made obeisance before him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." Then at once the boat drew to the shore toward which they were headed, having crossed to the land of Gennesaret. And upon their disembarking, the men of that place recognized him immediately, and running throughout that whole countryside, they began to carry about on pallets the folk who were ill, to wherever they heard he was. And in every place he entered, in villages, cities, or the country, they kept laying the sick in the marketplaces and begging that they might only touch the border of his garment, and as many as touched it were made completely well.